Hello and welcome to finally another Project D-Pad podcast after 3 weeks, maybe? Kinda. And here with me today is Rory.
I am Rory.
Yes, you are. So, basically, we're gonna have a pretty quick show today because, well, we don't have a lot of time. So, we're just gonna go straight into our first segment. We're not even gonna have a break anymore. So, basically, I'm just gonna go through some news that was worth looking at for me. So, first, probably people have heard that the first Kinect, like the prototype, cost 30 grand. So, as you can imagine, that was quite expensive, probably over Microsoft's budget. But seeing that they're a big company, they don't really care. So yeah, but fortunately, it's probably only cost about 100 quid here and $150. I don't know how much in pounds, probably. God knows, £125 or whatever. And also for PC gamers, finally BioShock 2 DLC will be coming after God knows how long Xbox and PS3 owners have had it. Couple of weeks probably. Also, if you've been looking on the internet lately, you would have seen, well, maybe seen the PlayStation phone images, and a lot of people thought to think it was crap to be thinking of such a thing because it's just copying the iPhone. But after looking at it, it looks pretty awesome. But then a lot of people are calling, saying it's fake, the pictures. Even though, in fairness, they look pretty good. And if that's what it's gonna look like, I might trade in my phone and my iPod just to get one, because they are pretty cool. Would you get one, Rory, if the chance came along?
Yeah, I think I would.
All right. Let's see what else we have here. Sorry, I'm just looking at this. Also, people who've played Dead Rising 2, I like it. I thought it was pretty awesome.
I haven't played it.
It's announced that it's set shipped 2 million copies globally. So, not bad.
In the first month.
In its first month, so not bad. And finally, Splatterhouse, as you would have seen, God knows how long ago, and it doesn't come out, and then they stop production and blah blah blah. Apparently, it might be coming to PC, PS3, and Xbox in the 23rd of November. So anyone who's been waiting for that can look forward to that. Also, for people who haven't got a PS3, which might be wanting to get one, the 320 gig PS3 will soon be able to solo because it usually only comes with other games like what did they come with? I think it was Medal of Honor. I'm not too sure. But it's gonna be cool. So also Super Mario All-Stars, which I think is for the 25th anniversary of Super Mario, will be coming to America on December 12th and probably Europe 15th. If it's coming out the same time around it'd probably be the 15th or so. So anyone who's looking forward to that, it's coming. Also, for people who like Medal of Honor, including me, and has actually bought it and likes it, DLC will be arriving on the 2nd November for 360, PS3, and PC. And it's going to be called the Hot Zone King of the Hill mode. So I presume it's going to be a bit like the Halo King of the Hill. So it's gonna be pretty cool. And I also for the PC Clean Sweep, the Clean Sweep add-on is hitting to PC for those who purchased the game new, which would be kind of weird if you didn't for PC, seeing that it probably has a code. And why wouldn't you buy the game? Because it's kind of same price for pre-order right now, or pre-owned. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news. So we're gonna have a break now and go into rumors. Yay!
Yay.
People like a good few rumors. So, see you after the break. And we're back. So, what have we got for rumors? Well, the same thing, the PlayStation phone images is still pretty big rumor. Also, whoever you probably some people probably realize notice that having only I think it's a limit of 100 friends on Xbox Live can get annoying at times. But at when they ended the Halo 2 Xbox Live support on the 15th of April, they said it was due to to need to make changes to the servers that are incompatible with our original Xbox games. So, someone was thinking, well, why wouldn't it be increasing Xbox Live friend limit? Apparently, the Xbox German Facebook page said that with the new Xbox Live dashboard upgrade or update coming soon, it will increase your friend count to 1,000. So that's about 10 times as big. So that's a lot of friend space, and I'd hate to have to look through all your friends if you had that many, even 200. So, and also, here's something also pretty cool. Valve might be bringing in game trade-ins to Steam, so I presume it'd be something like you buy a game, and then you can trade in your old games, maybe? I don't know how it would work, but that's going to be pretty cool. There's a bit on it. Also, PSP Go might be getting a $50, or I'd say that's about €30 price drop. Let's see what else we got. The next StarCraft 2 is due early 2012. Like, what, already? It took them 4 years or 10 years to make the second one, and now they're already talking about another one 2 years' time. Say what?
What's with StarCraft 2 doing?
What?
StarCraft,
yeah, I know.
2.
StarCraft 2, yeah.
Okay.
It took 10 years to make StarCraft 2.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Also, people like me who would be...
And me.
Yes, which will be hugely looking for. Well, it's not because it's DreamWorks, but anyway, Halo movie, Spielberg is trying to get the rights to make the Halo movie. And it's not going to be about Master Chief anymore. It's going to be about the Fall of Reach. So anyone who's read the first book and knows how awesome it is going to be, I'd say it's going to be pretty awesome. But the only problem is that they are Universal. They had the first rights, and they plowed $12 million into it, and nothing happened. But now DreamWorks and Spielberg have seen what the Halo Reach got, which was about $200 million in its first day. So, you know, it's a lot of money, and people are thinking now, well, it's another great... If they could expand the franchise into a movie, it would be huge. But only problem is that Bungie and Microsoft don't know if they want to expand it into other franchises. Also, the screenwriter, Stuart Beatty, I don't know how to pronounce his name, has already written a script based on The Fall of Reach. But who knows what's going to happen. But Microsoft hasn't said anything. They haven't responded to anything. But DreamWorks is definitely interested. So it could go somewhere. No one knows, but it could definitely go somewhere. Also, a launch date has leaked for the 3DS. So, people think it might be November 11th in Japan, and it could be about March 2011 here in Europe and America. And it's going to be pretty expensive, I'd say, about €160, €170. And, of course, Nintendo hasn't rumored on it, hasn't commented on it. So, but I could say it could definitely happen. I wouldn't be hardly surprised. So, yeah, that's basically all the rumors that matter to us today. So, now we're going to go into... We're not going to have our usual segments. So, next we're going to have... We're just going to talk about Call of Duty Black Ops. Well, Rory is. And he's going to tell you... Just going to talk about the kill streaks for anyone who hasn't seen it or heard about them yet, and what they're going to be able to do and things like that. So we'll see you after a break. So Rory, what are the kill streaks going to be in Black Ops? I heard there's going to be a lot less of them.
In the latest edition of OXM magazine, released sometime late this month, a list of kill streaks were released. The highest kill streak is a lot less this time round, with 11 kills being the highest kill streak you can get. So the kill streaks are 3 kills for a spy plane, which works as a UAV in Modern Warfare 2, or the or the RC car strapped with explosives, as seen in ads and stuff. The four kill, the two options for four kills are a counter spy plane, which is basically a counter UAV in from Modern Warfare 2 and other games, and also a SAM turret, which is new to the series. SAM turrets can be used to take down later kill streaks, such as chopper gunners or helicopters. Five kills will get you either a care package from Modern Warfare 2 or a napalm strike, which is like an airstrike that launches napalm. Six kills will get you a mortar team, which targets two locations to be bombarded with mortar strikes, or a sentry gun from Modern Warfare 2 again. Seven kills will get you an attack helicopter or Valkyrie rockets. Attack helicopter is, again, from previous Call of Duty games. And Valkyrie rockets are the five kill streak rocket from Modern Warfare 2. What was that called? A Predator missile. Eight kills will get you a Blackbird, which is a UAV which cannot be shot down. And also Rolling Thunder, which is
the Blackbird shows enemy position and what direction they're in on the minimap. Just put that in. Yeah.
And Rolling Thunder is a carpet bombing airstrike.
Yay, lots of explosives.
Nine kills will get you a chopper gunner, once again from Modern Warfare 2. 11 kills will get you attack dogs, which
from COD 5,
which I've heard you can't actually break their necks this time around. Oh. You have to shoot them. That I'm not sure if that's true or not. And also, which is going to be my favorite one, a gunship, which is basically the helicopter you get to fly during the campaign.
And you can actually fly it
and fire it, and it will own everything.
It'll actually destroy everything in existence.
It'll be almost like a nuke. Except you won't automatically win the game when you get it.
And you don't automatically all die. So yeah, Rory, do you think Black Ops is going to be good? Because I know lots of you either hate it or either you love it. That's basically the way it goes. And it is very expensive compared to other games.
Yes, and there's also been a couple of other things released in that OXM magazine. I'm not sure if they're actually new or not, but there's a custom emblem design suite, which if anyone watched the OXM report, they would have heard of. And you can also stamp your custom emblem onto your weapons. And there's also wager mode, which is where you wager credits or COD points, whatever, on a match, and the winner takes all. No, the top three take all.
Thank you, Rory.
I'm new here.
Yes, Rory might be featuring in a few episodes now. He's getting
his... Aaron and Robert get their act together.
No, he didn't mean that. They'll be back soon as well. But also, Rory's got his own interesting things going on soon. And you know, as I said in the last update, we have a few projects. They're going well, kind of. You see, we're just like a group of teenagers trying to get stuff.
I've founded one of those projects.
Yes, Rory founded one of those projects. I'm working on every single one. So
be a great friend.
So basically, you should be seeing them. Majority of them you should be seeing around. We'll do the serious work close to Christmas, because we're still planning them all. But really, the serious stuff you'll start seeing late December, early January, and then further on after that. But we're hoping we can actually get somewhere. Like, we're just aspiring to, you know, other YouTubers and everything and everyone out there. Yes, that kind of gives it away that they are kind of movies or stuff. But, you know, may as well have a teaser or so. But, yeah, we're just trying to aspire to...
We'll hopefully have a trailer out sometime after Christmas.
Hopefully. Or something close to it. But, yeah, we're hoping to do loads of stuff. And we're just trying to, you know... We're not trying to get as good as other YouTubers out there, like, you know, Red versus Blue, which they were originally. Rooster Teeth were basically YouTubers.
Yeah, but like, no, I know how Rooster Teeth started. It was Jeff and his friends in the spare room of their friend's house making Red versus Blue. Then they got an interview from someone from some really good big magazine, and then they all quit their day jobs and founded Rooster Teeth.
That's a very dramatic story. But basically, what? Yeah, you just gave away another teaser for the other thing.
You gave away a teaser for my thing.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. He said Famas, just so you know. But you know, it will happen.
Gone.
But yeah, we're just trying to be. We're trying to get somewhere, you know. And we're just gonna be making loads of stuff, and hopefully we get somewhere. Like, we've had a good response from the podcast and other things we've done in the past that we haven't had our names really under have had good responses. So we're hoping to get our own name with this stuff. We're trying to get our own name with this stuff, and we'll see where it goes. And of course, we'll be all advertising each other probably, because there's huge, if you were to talk about everyone in all these projects, there's about how many, 50 of us?
What?
Yeah, there would be. In the other project, to be about, there's about 20 of those.
Like,
the other thing.
The.
Yeah, that. No. The one with the guns.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. So, yeah, there's a good few of us. Well, there might be not 50 minutes, but an overstay. Maybe 30.
Yeah, well, definitely. I don't know if I'm in that one.
Yeah, you probably will be. But, yeah, I'm creative director.
I would like to recommend a YouTube video.
He doesn't know. He can't remember.
No! Oh, what's it called?
We don't do advertising unless they pay us. Oh. But if Roy remembers it, it will be in the link. It will be a link in the description thingy, Bob. You know.
Damn
it! Because you can do that now. I'm wondering, maybe we should put these up as audio files on YouTube. We'll see. But basically, yeah, weird pictures, we'll think of something. But yeah, it's going to be pretty cool, and I hope it all works out, and I hope you guys like it, because I'd say we're closing on 200 of you guys, and, you know, we rely on you to keep us going.
I would like to note that there could be some people out there who don't know how to get here, like me.
Get where?
To the website.
Oh, right, yeah, the website. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll put a tutorial.
Thank you.
But yeah, we're just trying. We rely on you guys, you know, comment and, you know, just, it doesn't take a lot to just tell other people. And we like comments, especially when they're good. We like good comments. But yeah, that's basically all today or this week. And I'll try get these out again. It's just we've had so much crap going on, and it's just, it hasn't worked out very well because we've actually been quite busy.
The only organized one.
Yeah, we may be only like teenagers, but well, it's kind of busy, but we have loads of all the other stuff going on and everything.
Anyone who lives in Ireland, junior cert.
Well, that was last year, Rory, but I suppose we did start that last year. But
I wasn't in it then.
I know you weren't in it then. So yeah, basically that's our show today, and I hope you enjoyed it. You know, comment, subscribe, and the other stuff. You don't rate on, unless we put them on YouTube, then you can rate. But yeah, and also if you'd like to see our podcasts with maybe pictures, or I don't know, or maybe we can do visual, I don't know. You know, tell us and we'll see what we can do on YouTube. But I hope you checked out our YouTube channel. Like, it's not.
There's one video.
There's only one video, but that's because we haven't actually done anything since then.
No, me and Aaron were supposed to do something, then Aaron blew me off.
Because he was busy, Rory.
I didn't want to include
it.
I'm going to be so annoyed when he
hears this. But, yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.